Okay, we're on Tess Zion Ahmed Aleph. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all we got to.
Yeah, we did Khazari yesterday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, at the beginning. So we're gonna start from the Ibailahu though. We're gonna start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Yeah? Ibailahu. They had a question. Ain Shom Offer. There's no offer over there under the tile or around in the vicinity. Mo Shiitain Afa. Can you use Afa instead? Okay, ashes for the sota. Okay, so Aliba de Beis Shammai, Loti Boiloch. It's a no starter. Yeah, the Omri Loimatsinu offer Afa, sorry. We don't find Afa should carry offer. Afa cannot be interchanged with offer. Kiti Boiloch, when we were asking, is according to the Beis Hillel. Right, the Amri that they say Matsinu Afa Shikori Offa. They find Afa that is called Offa with regards to that's talking about the Paroduma, and that has a halakhic relevance in Kisui Adam. That means you could cover the blood with ashes instead of dirt. So how is that going to affect us in the Sota over here? Could you use Afa instead of Offa? Right, Afalgav the Ikri Offer, even though it's called, Afa is called Offer with regards to covering blood, Haka over here, it says Bekarka HaMishkan, which Karka HaMishkan means, Ksiv, which means dirt. Okay. Or perhaps, or Dilma, Hai Bekarka HaMishkan, this Bekarka HaMishkan, look at it, we already basically, it's already been used. It's look at the Isi Ben Yehuda. Or look at the Isi Ben Menachem who? The Ossi. I mean, it came from those previous limudim, either one, it's coming to tell us that the mitzvah sota applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well as the Mishkan. Or alternatively, it's coming to tell us that we require to basically, ideally, for it to be from the ground of the Mishkan. If not, you bring a bit from outside and you put it on the ground of the Mishkan and then you take it in. So therefore, since that posuk's already used up, so therefore we're not going to use it to limit us, and we're going to just use the general rule that offer and afer are interchangeable. So therefore, you could use afer for the sota. Basically, generally according to Beis Hillel, afer and offer are interchangeable. Meaning, even when there's a requirement for offer, in Kisui Adam, you're supposed to use Offa. The Torah says Offa. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use Afa because it's interchangeable. So too with Sota, you can maybe you would be able to do that. You've got a posuk that says Bekarka Mishkan, which seems to stipulate it needs to be only from the ground. But maybe that posuk was used for something else, and therefore we're not going to use it to limit us in this case, and we'll just use.
How does that plug into the ones who use it?
Use that Mishkan
for something else.
Oh, so then therefore it's open to
interchange. Therefore, we don't have that reduction, that limitation. I mean, it's.
Now this has to say it's ground for the Mishkan.
Okay, Tashma.
So we have an answer.
What's that? Yeah, right. No, it is. It is good for Kisui Adam.
Who's the word that's used? Is it offer, but not effort?
No, this is talking about. That's the question. You'll see. Okay, let's carry on. Tashma, let's see. Okay, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, B'shloisha Mekoimos, that in three places, Halacha, the Halacha means, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? Oikeves, or kind of like, here it's translated as like Oikeres, the Mikra. It goes against the Mikra and it trumps the Mikra. meaning you've got the pasuk says one thing. If you read the Torah, you're going to say you come up with one thing, but the halacha l'moshe misinai says don't do that. For example, like this. Number one, a Torah omra, Torah says ba'afa with regards to kisui adam, right? But halacha, the halacha l'moshe misinai says b'kol davar. You can use anything, meaning you can use ashes, and you can use. Right, it's basically you're not limited. You just got to cover up the blood. Number two, a Torah omra b'ta'ar. The Torah says that a nazir, yeah, is not allowed to shave his head with like a razor, with a shaving machine. Yeah, v'halacha, but the halacha Moshe Sinai says b'chol davar. Right, even scissors you're not allowed to cut his hair with. Yeah, you could go to good point. Good point. I think Rashi has is bothered with that. Yes. No. So Rashi says that, but it's gonna, in a certain sense, there's it's gonna create a, one explanation he gives. It's gonna create a chi of a malchus. That means if a person would cut his hair with scissors, yeah, therefore he's gonna get whipped. And the Torah doesn't want a person to be whipped in a certain sense when he's not supposed to. So in a certain sense, you're basically creating a new whipping or something. He's bothered, but he deals with it. Very good. Very good. You are okay. A Torah Omra. Now, number three, a Torah Omra said, safer. With regards to a get, it has to be in a safer, right? Which means like a cloth, right? You know, the general thing that what you write a safer Torah on, or something like that. And the halacha Moshe Mitzinai says, b'chol davar, right? You can use even paper or whatever, you know. So, now that's the end of the brisa. Now, the im isa, and if it's true, yeah, that you can use ashes for the sota, lichshov, also enumerate, right, list, nami, hi. You should also put this in the list. Now, why was sota omitted? So, answers the Gemara, Tana Vashaya. No, sometimes when it's not an exhaustive list, we don't put everything in. So it just let that one out. But the rule is, yeah, when you leave one thing out, it has to be. You don't leave one thing out. If you leave a couple of things out, you just leave one thing out. So it's my shire the high shire, right? What that it left over, it left something else.
Hey, what's the question?
Basically, if you've got a list in a Mishnah or a Braisa. Right. Sometimes we don't list everything, so we'll leave something out. But if it's just, we don't leave out one thing.
Why not?
What's that? I suppose you may as well just list it. I'm not sure. But as far, I have to check this. I think I should check. I understood because it's only just one thing.
Right.
You know, you may as well. Yeah.
There's a reason.
Exactly.
It's just one more.
Right. Exactly. So that's their understood. Right. So therefore. It must be that there's a couple of things that are left out, and so therefore we need to find another thing left out for this to be true.
Oh.
Okay.
So what's the sota left out?
We're saying only listed three things, right? So that it didn't list sota.
What? Where's the sota uprooting from what to what?
No, because the so let's speak out. Yeah, it says offer. You're supposed to put dirt in the water. Yeah. And we're saying that maybe you can use ashes.
Sorry, we're using the first one.
Okay. So now, answer the Gemara, Shaya Matsura. We left Matsura out, right? This is another thing that basically the halakha goes against the Pesukim. Yedatanya, Vahaya B'yom Ashvi, and it will be on the seventh day, Yigaleach Es Kol Sa'aro. He will shave off all of his hair. This is part of the purification process of the Matsura, right? That's a klal. Right, because it says all of his hair, right. Es roishoy, and it says it's the hair. I mean, his head, meaning the hair on his head. Take a haircut. Es zikno, a beard trim. Well, remove it, I suppose. Yeah, more than a trim. But es gabois enav, also his eyebrows. Yeah, is prat. That's a prat. It means it's very specific. But es kol sa'aro yigaleach. But when the pasuk continues and says all of his hair he should shave, that's chazer or klal. That's a general term, so that's a klal. So this is the rule of klal, ufrat, or klal, right? It's one of the yud gimel midos. I atar dan, you can only judge, meaning learn out. Ela ke'ena prat, like the prat, like the specific. Yeah, it has to be similar to the specific. Yeah, ma the prat, the specific is mufurash, right? Is a mokum kinus seyar, is a place of kinus seyar, means gathered hair, means it's hair gathered together. I mean, not maybe it's like not the hair, maybe I'm not a good example, but hair on the body generally isn't so clumped, thank you, clumped together, right? The nira, and it's also visible, right? So it has to be clumped, visible hair together. We'll see, yeah? So af kol mokum kinus seyar, so to all. Like a clumped hair, veneera, and it's visible. My Rabbi, so what is that coming to include? It's coming to include Rabbi, right, Seyar Raglayim. It includes the hair of the legs, but which this is a lotion of a, it means pubic hair. Basically, it's a way of saying it. Okay? And my Miyat, what does it exclude? Which hair you do not have to shave off in the Matsura? Miyat. Yeah, the base of shechi, the armpit, because even though it's clumped, but it's not visible when you hold your right. Udukule gufe, and also the hair of his body.
It's not visible.
No, because when if you're naked, you can. He's got your hair. I suppose you've got his. He's got his hands that are out there. I suppose the normal.
When you go to the mikveh, you've got your hands out because they're carrying your pubic hair, so you can't see the eyes. No,
okay, very good. Very good, Gil. That was really good. What a catcher. Okay. This is a. A Behilkasa. Oh, but listen to this. This is the main point. The Hilkasa, the halacha is, yeah? Right, so as far as if you learn from the Torah is, right, we just came out, as far as the Torah is concerned, you do not have to shave your armpits or your body hair. Okay? Now, the Hilchos and the Halacha Moshe Mesinai says, Megaleach Kedelas, you've got to shave yourself like a pumpkin.
Everything.
Every single thing. Even your... Yeah, like a pumpkin. Even your armpits. Right, so Ditanan, we're going to prove that now. Yeah, but lo lahakif, he comes to lahakif. Is right. This is talking about basically to remove his hair. Es mitzora, the mitzora, ma'avir ta'ar. He brings over himself a razor al kol basoro on all of his body.
Even though you're over a lot, right?
Well, there's no laugh. I mean, right? Yeah.
There's a laugh to put plaster tar on your face.
Yes, correct. Cut off your. We actually call it normally we say this baltakif means to like encircle, means to cut all your hair off, to even to cut your pears off. So, but it means over here. It's a borrowed term, I think. It basically means to shave. So right. So. Yeah, but this is one of the cases where the mitzvah overrides the prohibition. Yeah, you would basically shave off all his hair and his pears. Yeah. Okay. So this is talking about the first shave. In the procedure of the Matzora, first thing he does is shave all his body, and then he waits 7 days, and then he shaves all his body again. So the Katani Sefer, and it says in the Sefer over there, and the seventh day you will shave him. The second shaving is Tiglachas, is like the first one. Tiglachas Rishonah. So we've just proved now, yeah, that we've got another case where we see that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it uproots the Pesukim. So therefore, the list is not, it seems it's an exhaustive list. We skipped Matsura, and we also skipped Sota. And so therefore, we can, Sota can be done with ashes. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, we're going to have three answers. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ki Ka Choshiv, Halakha Ukeves. We're going to push it off. We're going to say Matsura was not left out. Why? Because when do we enumerate Halacha ukeves, that the halacha uproots the mikra, the pasukim, right? Ha! Did I jump over here?
No.
Okay. Oh, mikra. No, again. So I'm going to read that this right. Kika choshiv halaka okevas is when it's mikra is pasukim. When do we enumerate all these things that we said in the list? These three things. It went against the pasuk, right? It says offer for the kisri adam, and we say it's, you can use anything, right? But here, this case over here with Metzora, okevas midirabonon. It's only okevas midirabonon. He, because over here it wasn't something that was. Yeah, you hear. So this is a big opening of a can of worms over here. But this over here was just learned out from a drasha. It was learned out from the Yud Gimel Nidos, right? So therefore, it's considered a Durabonon.
But
Metzora. Yeah, which so that is actually a machlok as we've shown him. It's something that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Nidos if it's considered a Din Deraisa or a Din Durabonon. I always assumed it was a Din Deraisa.
It was also.
What's that? Yes, but we're saying Metzora wasn't left out because it would never be listed, right? It has to be that it would be potentially be listed, and then we exclude it from the list, right?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Exactly. We're down to what. So that's the whole thing. It is because it's learned out of it means from the Yud Gimel Midos.
Which aspect of Metzora?
The armpits with regards to the what?
The armpits
right. And the body hair. Yeah. We learned out from a klal ufrat or klal, right? So that addition, right? That you don't, or I suppose the pubic hair that it added to me. I don't know if it's right that. That was learnt out from the. Okay. Now, that's one answer. So therefore, the kasha comes back, right? Because therefore, there's only one thing missed out. Rapapa Rama, Kiko Choshiv, when we're enumerating our three things, yeah? Halakha Oikevis for Oikeres. When it's Halakha, it's basically here's the Oikevis and Okeres, and problems now because I was translating Okeres as Okeres. Right. But it basically, when it uproots something, meaning it's going against what the Torah says, yeah? Okeres, this Okeres, I don't know how to translate that now, a Mosefesi, this adds. It's not going against what was said, meaning the other cases, for example, right? The first one we said covering the blood, right? The Torah says dirt. And then we say you can use ashes. Right, or you can use.
Okay,
this means changing. Right, it goes against. It's bypass, right? And it basically overrides. Let's put it over. It overrides it. But over here with Metzora, you're not overriding it. You're just adding more hair. Right. Right? So there's no.
Same thing with these others.
No, but you're adding a different way. The Torah requires dirt. Right, and you say, oh, well, you could also use ashes.
So is it?
Right, the Torah says, you know, the prohibition only applies if you use a razor. Yeah, and we said, oh, scissors or plucking is also right. And then the third one was. What was the third?
The
get. Right, the get says you need a kalaf. Thank you, and you could use a piece of paper.
So or you could use a alternative too.
Right. Yeah. But over here, it's just. Magnifying more of. Thank you. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, right? Rav Ashi says, right? So Rav Ashi, you know what? We're going to stop with. We're going to leave Rav Ashi because it's just going to take too long. Okay, we're stopping here.